All right. Welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Hoeing, a Confessions Podcast. I am your host, TK, a.k.a. the Sexual Pope. And this is going to be a different episode, you guys, because this is the last episode of Season 1. Well, and this is why I'm giving myself a little bit of time to, you know, recoup, do a little better, you know, come up with a little bit more structure for the pod, and, you know, see where it goes from there. I'm here with a good friend of mine, TT. And what I planned for the podcast today is, since this is the episode, well, the final episode of Season 1, I wanted her to, like, ask me different questions about, because she listened to the pod. I wanted her to ask me about different questions about, you know, probably about podcasting, the guests, what I think, what I have hopes for next season, what I plan for this season, what happened this season, where did things evolve, where did things not come to fruition. It's all good. But, excuse me. But what happened is, yeah, so me and TT about to talk about this shit. What's up, bitch? So what have you thought about the pod so far?
I think it's really good. I think it's definitely different. Mm-hmm. In terms of kind of like other different podcasts, I just like the whole idea of it. And I feel like it's nice to kind of like see the lives of other people. Mm-hmm.
I think what I do like about my podcast, it seems like it's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I like making it fun. I like making it liked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it could be something. I'm thinking maybe later down the line, it could be something people can learn mm-hmm. from the podcast. I don't know if people have learned anything from the podcast so far, but I don't know. It wasn't, if somebody has learned something, that wasn't the plan. That wasn't the goal, and that wasn't the intent. But if you have picked up some crumbs from this ghetto ass podcast, that's good. But but I'm guessing, yeah, you know, I'm glad that it's light, it's funny, and I think it's cool. So TT, what I'm about to do, I'm about to release my reins over and let you ask me the questions. Mm-hmm. Give it all over to you. So let me know what's going on.
Okay, so one of my first questions I wanted to ask was, what can be expected for season 2? Like, is it gonna be the same type of thing where it seems like every episode is a different, you know, thing, or is it going to be more like centered around a specific type of thing?
I think what I want for episode, what I want for season 2 is a more structure. Mm-hmm. I think where I lacked in this season was, I think I just wanted it to go ahead and start it. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like if I didn't already start it, I was never going to start it. So I kind of went in like feet first. And didn't really know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So each episode, it was like a learning process. And I think for season 2, I know that I'm probably going to do, it's going to be more structure to it. It's going to, I definitely might tweak some things. Because it seemed like this season, whenever I asked somebody about the lion portion, they always threw somebody off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was every time. So I don't know if that's a hard question or, I don't know, but I might change that. There's gonna be a few changes.
Like, as you were going through the process of season 1 with the different episodes, were you like learning the more you were, you know, speaking with the different individuals? Like, as the podcast was going on, what things were you learning when it comes to, like, you know, working on the structure and the questions, like, what'd you learn?
I learned that, okay, so I tried it one time with questions, where I had a piece of paper, and I had questions lined up, and it was like a bunch of questions, but I realized when I was doing that, I kind of fell out of, I don't know. I felt like disconnected from the conversation.
Okay.
Because I would have to, either it was kind of like, I don't know, I couldn't find a balance of keeping the conversation going like a good conversation versus me asking this dude some questions. And that's what it came off as, like just me asking the dude some questions and then from there. Because I have to look down, I'll look down and try to review the questions while he's talking, and then it was hard for me to like find that happy medium. Okay. So that's why after that, so I tried that, and after that, it's just been like freehand from the top to the bottom.
Okay.
And I that's where I lost
when it. I think about it, it does seem a little bit more freehand. And then also as well, like, I know you mentioned something about structure, but is there anything else in particular, like as far as like what you're looking for, or what are you looking to like achieve for the podcast?
I'm looking for people to want to listen to my podcast and laugh.
Okay.
I think what I really want my podcast to be about is just you listen to this 45 minutes and you're inside my world. Or you're inside this little bubble, and that's it. Like, you can not hide away from your problems, but you can just, this could be your decompression. Mm-hmm. When you get off work, I wouldn't mind somebody like, let's say if this shit blow up, I wouldn't mind somebody being like, oh, baby, I done got off work, and this is what I listen to just because them niggas done got at my job and got on my nerves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll fuck with it like that. That's what I want this podcast to make people laugh, and I want this podcast to make people feel comfortable about the shit that they do. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel uncomfortable about the shit that they do. And it is what it is, you know? I feel like society does that to us, but I think when we all can be comfortable about what we do, then everybody, it won't be like any like bullshit with people that you like trying to be with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would know I'm into some freaky shit, so if the nigga I went ain't into the same freaky shit, 9 times out of 10, we ain't gonna like match. But I know I'm gonna bring that to you up front, like up close, like real quick within the time frame. Mm-hmm. Cause bitch, I ain't got time to waste my time. Who the fuck wanna be bothered with that?
Yeah. So I will say this. Even kind of when listening to the podcast, like, what would you say is your favorite person you've spoken with, and who's your least favorite?
All right, this bitch asking the messy questions. I think my favorite had to be Trey. Trey was funny. Let me tell you how that shit went down. When I was interviewing Trey, I was... Oh, hold on. I gotta put it out gently. Okay. When I was interviewing Trey, I was like tired. I had just got off work. Now, mind y'all, I work a 40-hour shift. So usually how I'll do it is I'll work my shift, then, well, 40 hours a week. And I'll work my day, well, my 8 hours, come home, set up this interview, usually like an hour after I done got off, and, you know, proceed from there. And sometimes I got the energy, and you can tell when I got the energy. And sometimes I don't. And when Trey came, I was tired. I was not. I was not in the mood to do it. But I did it. And that nigga woke me up. That shit was so funny. Like, when I tell you, that nigga had me in there rolling. I could not stop like laughing. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of energy that I like. And when I thought about that, like, I think about that interview a lot because it was just like, that nigga was on it. And when I tell you, he carried the episode, and I love that shit.
Yeah.
Like, my podcast is guest oriented, so I love that shit. That nigga carried it. Now, least. I'm not gonna say this is my least. I'm gonna say this one is my least only because it wasn't done like all the other interviews. So this interview was done virtually. And I think the way my comedy is, I like to see how my guests, you know, I like to see how my guests reacts to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's how I gauge how far I can go. Because I can go far and I can keep it low, like manner. But also this one time, so I think the last guest, me and Remy, we were talking and the episode was good, but it just didn't feel like I could be myself, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of weird because it's my podcast, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I couldn't get into my groove on that episode, so.
So why did it feel like you weren't like yourself?
Well, it felt like, we did it virtually, well not virtually, but like, I put my podcast on through Anchor FM. And they got this feature on there where you can do it, like, basically, like, through the phone. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't flow. Like, you know what I mean? It really didn't go the way I wanted it to go. You know, I guess I had high expectations for it. Okay. And then, because I guess this was my first time doing it and all of this, I don't know. I feel like I charm my guests. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm kind of charming. And I couldn't get that charm, or I couldn't get that onto through. It felt like I didn't get that through the phone.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? I like to smile at my guests and, you know, warm them up, make them feel comfortable and all of that. So it could go a little further.
So moving forward, would you just like not, you would have to be in the same proximity physically of like who the guest is going to be?
I'm thinking that's what I want. Okay. But see, and then that becomes a problem. Like, so this is how, this is kind of where why season one is kind of like stopping. Because where I live is such a rural town that I don't really too much want the guests that I already have. I don't want them to be from that town I'm in. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'd rather have, like, so I'm close to Atlanta, sort of. So I'd rather just go to Atlanta and do my podcast there. But I'm also moving. Mm-hmm. I'm moving to Atlanta. So I'm like in the process of finding apartments, doing all of this, and also trying to get guests. So one time, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I was trying to get this escort, and I was so excited. So bitch, I told you the story. Mm-hmm. But bitch, I was so excited because it was gonna be my first escort. I was so ready to hear his stories. It was just going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. He ended up telling me that he flaked on me and said he didn't want to do the podcast because he's now trying to do a music career on the side of escorting. And it's like, oh, okay. But if I could hide his voice with some type of chipmunk software or some shit, he'll be down for it. And I was just like, what the fuck? Nah. No. So then also I had another one scheduled just in case. And that motherfucker, I don't know what happened with that. I think that was like just timing issues. But sis, after that, I drove to Atlanta for no motherfucker for no reason. Didn't get no recordings. And I was just, luckily I had a good time when I was there. Because, you know, me and my homie went out and we did the whole little scene. But child. I was kind of irritated because I was more like, it was more again, I was expecting a lot and then nothing came really from it. And I just knew, bitch, I was on 10 that day. Let me tell you, bitch, you know how some days I be on it. Yeah. Bitch, I was on it that day. I was hyped. I was on it. I made sure I had the right, and my energy was on. I slept good that night. I was 8. Bitch, when I tell you I was ready to interview, I was ready to ask every question. Boom. Nigga said, can you put some chipmunks on my voice? Bitch, I said, no.
Yeah. Because I think that would just be, that's too much. Over the whole entire voice, then it would be like to the point where people probably don't want to hear it because they hear a chipmunk.
Yeah, and then also like, and then you know when the news reporters be interviewing people that don't want to be interviewed, so they black out their body and they be talking like, and honey, and if someone wanted something like that, I'm like, girl, no. Like,
oh, you talking about like when it's like drugs and stuff? Uh-huh. Like that. Oh,
when
yeah.
The nigga snitching and on some.
And it's super deep. Mm-hmm. And it's.
Yeah, like I want to do talk like this. I want to do escorting, but no, I want to be a singer. I'm singing and I'm escorting, my nigga. Yeah. What the fuck?
I heard a little bit.
You heard a little bit. I said, send me a demo. I want to hear a little bit of the song. This song, yeah. Let me know if this song works.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I can see. Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I was a little irritated about that, but let me tell you, season 2 coming back when I moved to Atlanta. So, we're in April now. I plan to move in August, and boom, I'll do it by then. And plus, there'll be more.
It'll so you do that many? Like, so you wouldn't be making any podcast episodes for months?
I'm thinking about it now, but I am thinking about collecting up on my drops. So y'all know, like when I do. What is it called? Those little clips in between the breaks, those little funny clips. So I need, like, one thing I am missing out on just in general is structure, just in my own life. So I'm thinking about just in this time, I want to collect up on drops, mm-hmm. a bunch of little funny clips. I want to collect up, like get guests lined up, pre-order or pre-line. I might just already interview them, mm-hmm. and just go ahead. So when I move, I don't have to worry about it. Like have 7 interviews already done, so I don't have to worry about it. And you know, I just want to, I don't know. Like, within this time, just work on things. Mm-hmm. But I also got other things that I like to do. Like, I do stand-up. I write scripts, comedy scripts, series, and movies. So, it's like, I'm going to focus my endeavors on that before I move. Because when I move, I'm putting all 10 toes and 10 fingers into mm-hmm. this podcast. Because I know it's just a better crop of people to pick from versus, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to do it wouldn't be so hard because I'll be in the area where, okay, if somebody don't want to meet here, I'm Howard. Let me put my shit on B&D.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very celebratory. I can't believe that fucking Jenna gave me her Dolce & Gabbana's.
Her name is Gemma.
Gemma?
M's.
Gemma. Yeah, Gemma. I think everyone's just upbeat and trying to figure their role out. And I like this process. Do I think it's going to stay this way? Absolutely not.
So with the podcast, you said it's going to be a little minute. Like, have you gotten any of the guests, like, have they given you any, you know, views on their episodes in particular, as far as, like, listening to it?
No. Or? Nobody, which is, I think is, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know. Everybody who I interviewed just was like, boom.
Okay.
Done. One done. Now, somebody have asked if they could come back, but that was it.
And what do you think about that?
I said, wait a while. Still hot. You know what I mean? Still hot on the stove. Wait a while.
Okay. And do you kind of feel as if, like, because I know myself that I know that you mentioned that it seemed as if, like, maybe, like, having the guests at first, speaking to them, it seemed like, you know, it would be perfect for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like after hearing like some of the episodes, it seems as if like maybe they were too nervous or too shy or they weren't so forthcoming with their mm-hmm. past, you know, things. So
Hold on, bitch. Don't be scared. Put some names on it. Who you think? Who was nervous and who was shy, bitch? Who?
Okay, definitely, I feel like episode 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like episode 2. Was kind of like, you know, more shy and everything. It was kind of surprising, I feel, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's like, with things like that, like, do you think for season 2, do you think that you would just kind of, like, maybe ask more questions, kind of fill it out a little bit more?
Like, vet the guests before I get them on the pod? Mm-hmm. Now, that would be, I should put that on priority, but I don't know how. Because, you know, I already asked them. I guess I do need to vet them a little bit more because it's like I asked them already, like, okay, are you open? Do you have a story that you want to tell? Like, because, you know, these are questions that I said, like I tell the people before I even press the record button on the podcast, like, this is your business. Like, mm-hmm. This is why I let you be anonymous. Like, and you can tell what you want to tell. But before we even do get to the record, but I do let them niggas know. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
This is what you... I like a hot, juicy episode. And like I like to start off with episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 1 laid it out, baby. I think episode 2 was funny, but episode 1 laid it out, baby. That nigga had... When I tell you, my mouth was agape. I did not know what to say after some of the shit that nigga had said. And since then, he kind of set the bar high for me. You know what I'm saying? Because now, I'm like, I'm expecting all guests to come at it like that, but some have, some haven't. And some have came at it at their own way, which I like. And some came halfway.
Yeah. And how do you feel like, is it ever going to be something where you feel like, you know, you asked them for a confession or something and they probably confess something that you feel like is not in the, you know, the realm of what you consider as like something that's freaky or a real confession.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with things like that, like, are you more open to like maybe things that you're not interested, like that you've not been involved in after like talking to the guests and stuff? Like, do you ever feel like you kind of want to know more about whatever area that is?
Like, okay, so when I can get into the guests and we talk more, and when they can intrigue me, like pique some type of, because I try to stay like, I don't want to say interested, but I try to stay focused within the whole thing, because mm-hmm. and I usually do, and but sometimes, you know, when I realize, sometimes, you know, I'm listening and then it'll dawn on me, it'll be like, boom, this ain't as good. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just hit me in the middle of them while I'm listening to this shit. So I won't stop it, but I'll definitely, I'm not going to say cut the person off, but I'll wait till there's a natural break within the sentence, and I'll be like, hey, look, like but I'll say it in my own way, because we still mm-hmm. record, like, the mics are still yeah. hot. So I'm definitely like, hey, like, what's, I need more. Tell me more. I'm one of those. Tell me more. So I'll be like, I'll start like, how horny were you that day? Like, where did we start out?
Yeah.
Like, let me know. Like, where did you start out from the day to how it is now? Because if the confession is, let's say, kind of like a mild confession, then, bitch, I'm going to need a hot story. We're going to need to take this from mild to hot. So you going to have to give me details. And these details need to either be funny, hot, dangerous, risky, yeah. something. You know what I'm saying? But if it's just like, bitch, I woke up, my dick was hard, I got to suck, I went home, Well, now let's talk a little. Well, then we about to have about 3 more stories.
Yeah. And I think the thing about it is, like, when you think about the whole thing, sex, you know, lying, hoeing, when you think about things like that,
they're very negative. Well, two yeah. of those topics are negative.
Yeah, well, conceived as negative. What's considered as hoeing?
You know? Yeah, like, what is considered hoeing?
We had a conversation about that. Like, what's considered as hoeing? Is hoeing mean you have to be with a lot of people? Does it mean you have to be with a lot of people that one day or that one night? Or do you have to be, like, cheating possibly with somebody who, like, maybe married or something? Like, what's considered somebody who's a hoe, hoeing, just the whole thing together?
Baby, honestly, I honestly don't know. Like, I let people look. I feel like hoeing is one of them subjective words where it's whatever it is to anybody. Now, okay. I do remember when hoeing was back in my day, and hoeing used to mean back in my day, like, that bitch a hoe, she don't got fucked by everybody. Or this nigga a hoe, he fucking everybody.
Yeah.
That's but I feel like between somewhere in the years, like, it has been like, what is it when niggas took nigga back? What's that word? When we reclaimed, mm-hmm. we reclaimed nigga, I guess, but.
So you feel like hoes are reclaiming the word hoe?
Yes.
I think the definition maybe either the definition gets added on to it, or I feel like people just change out the definition. Like, for me, a hoe was like somebody who had sex with a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
And then a hoe was somebody who was having sex with maybe 2 or 3 people that night. Or it was somebody who was just promiscuous. So I feel like the definition adds on, but I don't think that it changes. I think it just adds on to more of the definition of whatever you thought a hoe was. And then sometimes it goes away when you realize, like, you know, okay, I don't consider that as being a hoe.
I think when you realize that you may be a hoe, that,
yeah.
that it ain't really that big of a deal no more.
I agree.
My bad, I had to put my shit on D&D. But, yeah, like, that's what I think. Because I do think hoes reclaim the word hoe, because it don't mean that it's bad. Well, it depends on who's saying it, and it depends on the context.
And who cares?
Like, because, bitch, yes, you can call me a hoe, and that ain't gonna really make no difference to me, because, bitch, I do kind of, I might see myself as a hoe, but then I don't see nothing wrong with being a hoe. Like, so there ain't no difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, so it's like, who is, what's
a lot of people who may consider themselves as a hoe. Like, I mean, but a lot of people, no one knows what they're doing.
Yes.
So it's just like, they're the only ones that maybe even consider themselves as being a hoe. Like, if a girl is sleeping around with 3 guys and she doesn't tell anybody, only she knows that, and the guys don't know each other, they'll never know. They may consider themselves as a hoe, but I'm like, nobody else thinks that way.
But then my thing is, I wouldn't even consider myself a hoe. If I'm sleeping, I done fucked around with, done had three niggas that I'm dating. I done had a whole little Lola. Ola, what was that bitch name off of, She Gotta Have It? Ola? Mola?
I can't remember.
Nola?
Yeah, Nola.
That ain't shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she did have three guys in rotation.
Same. But
do you think that was kind of hoish of her?
No. Because I need somebody. Look, if I can't find someone, one person that can appease me in one way, then I might as well get the artsy fartsy little nigga. I might as well get the daddy type, and I might as well do all that. But that's only. But that ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I can see why some people don't like that, and I can see why some people do.
Yeah.
And that's why I like my podcast, and that's why I'm really cool with me. Like, I'm just gonna say, I'm cool as fuck with me. Because it's just like, I'm so comfortable with myself where I'm cool with what I do. And that's just a done dilly. And I know what I am gonna do, and I know what I ain't gonna do.
Yeah.
And I wanna make that type of space comfortable for my guests, where it's like, okay, you can tell me what you is and what you ain't gonna do. And some of the things that my guests have told me, it was just like, oh, they didn't want people knowing this is what they have done.
Mm-hmm.
And the space that I'm trying to create and I'm trying to curate is, baby, it's okay. Like, yeah. This is that type of space where...
So you're trying to create, like, an open space for people to be able to just pretty much, like, not be ashamed of what they do, what they like.
Yeah.
You know, what they're doing or what they may have done in the past.
Yeah, just because you like niggas spinning your mouth don't mean nothing. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love that shit. Don't get me started, honey.
Really?
I love that shit. That's the type of nasty shit I'm on.
Is that something that you, like, people ask about that, or they just do it?
Mm-mm. You know, you ask. Don't just randomly spit in my mouth. Like, what the fuck? I wish a bitch would.
But you say you liked it, so why doesn't that if it's random?
I don't want everybody spitting in my mouth. See,
okay,
that's funny.
So how do you know that you're the qualifier of who gets
how he
to
kisses
do
me.
It?
How he kisses me. If that tongue move right in my mouth and it's good. And then also, I got to look at your tongue too. Like, let's say we went on a date, right? And I'm looking at, like, we just flirting and talking. I catch your tongue. If your tongue white, you ain't spitting in my mouth. But if your tongue pink, hi. Open wide,
goodness.
Baby. I will, How am I going to do it? Ah.
So what are you, so like, in the case of something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And their tongue gotta be clean.
Must. Tongue clean, musty dick.
Is it more... Is it more, as far as, like, more guys that have done that you've ever, like, been with, opposed to guys that have not?
I have.
But I'm trying to see, like, I'm
have
to get a ratio as far as, like, people that actually do that.
Okay, so the dudes that have spit in my mouth is the number is way less versus the niggas that have.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's what I was wondering.
That's only
like,
with the
like
freaky
people,
niggas that I'm.
That's
with.
What I said. Like, it's I've always wondered. Like, it's the same way that people talked about people that may, you know, engage in anal sex or anything in the anal
sodomy. I love it.
in that region, a lot more people, like, I feel like when you're younger, you're just only thinking about intercourse, like, you know, with vagina and penis,
mm-hmm.
or, you know.
Penis and penis.
Yes.
Or penis and butt. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is that, like, I feel as if, like, if it was anything dealing with more of the anal area, it would probably be with someone who is gay, opposed to more of a heterosexual relationship. You're probably thinking of more intercourse with, like I said, like the vagina and the penis. So the thing about it is, like, younger you would think that way,
mm-hmm.
but the older that you get, you're like, okay, heterosexual couples do stuff in the anal area too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I asked you that question, because I always wanted to know, as far as, like, ratio wise, like, is it more people that, you know, do other things than the other things?
Well, you know, I don't do everything with everybody. There's certain things that I will do with one person that I won't do with the next. And then there's certain things.
So that kind of takes off that whole, like, thing of it being, like, necessarily, like, a number with a person. it, you know what I mean? Like, instead of it being like, okay, I'm one of those people, it's like, no, like, I'm one of those people that will do it with a certain person, and then I won't do it with another person. So, yes, I'll do it. It just depends on who the person is. Okay. So, yeah, so that kind of takes that away from that, because, like you said, with the spit in the mouth, I can't sit right here and say, okay, let's say it was like five guys and three were like, no, and two were like, yes. It's one of those things where it's like, but keep in mind, out of all five of those guys, some of them.
But now, mind you, I've never had nobody tell me no. Now,
Do you ask?
Now, I tell somebody spit in my mouth. So, usually how it goes. If I do not engage where you know, I don't ask for consent. This is funny. Because I love, and I'm the king of consent, but this is how it usually goes. So, it's my mouth. So, if they want to spit in it, they can. So, okay. I'm like, if we done already, let's say, hooked up probably like two or three times, and you know, I'm gauging the freakiness of it and how they are. I was just randomly while we were kissing, I'd be like, just spit in my mouth. I'd be like, spit in my mouth. And they'll do it. And then some of them be caught off guard. They'll be like, And then they'll think about it. And I'll just be like, just spit in my mouth. And I'll open my mouth, and then they'll spit in it, and we'll get back to kissing. And boom.
Oh, I'm okay. We can go.
The next quote is, I want my shoes back.
That was easy.
This quote's Gemma. This is Gemma about.
I said this about Tiffany. Please come, Tiffany.
Oh, bitch, you want your shoes back? The shoes that you. Yeah. I'm going to give them to you. I didn't know that.
I'm taking them back.
No, she's taking them already.
Oh, I don't care. You should never gave them to me in the first place. And the first, when you.
Calm down.
I'm fine. Please don't. I'm good. I'm good.
She won't wear them.
I'm good.
Can you just let me explain
to you? No, you don't have to explain anything. And you don't have to tell me to calm down.
I'm being nice to you.
I know. But you don't have to tell me to calm down. I'm going to say my piece, whether you like it or not.
Can I say my
piece? Now, what I'm going to say is this. When you gave them to me, the night that you gave it to me, I told you that you didn't have to give me the shoes. I didn't even notice that you took it back, because I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Them shoes, my darling, have to be on someone's feet.
They're
very beautiful and humble.
There's stones that are missing in those shoes. I don't need your shoes.
And just get it.
And if there's stones missing, your big feet have knocked them out.
You know what, bitch? Your big everything knocked them stones out. You think I came over here to have to borrow or get your shit? I get my own shit. If you don't know about me, you better ask. You better ask somebody about me. I don't need your fucking shoes. I don't need shit from you. You crazy, bitch.
Whoa.
Come on, guys.
Right, everyone needs to calm the fuck down.
Keep fucking playing with me. Keep trying me.
Seriously, it's a fuck. Look at us.
Well, she better shut her
mouth up.
You done started some shit.
Come on, time for a cigarette with me.
They wanted to do some shit. Now they got some shit.
Okay.
I hope she goes home tomorrow, so I can really let her have it on the way out of the house.
What would you want to say to Gemma?
Pretty much, I will let Gemma know that she is a fat cunt, and the shoes that she gave me were not something that I would particularly buy for myself. They were old maiden type of shoes. And she said that those shoes were meant to be worn on a beautiful woman. So if that's the case, she should have put them back on the rack, and she should never even purchase them, because she was unqualified to own those shoes, if that's the case. And I think Gemma is just a disgrace. She's a disgrace to humanity, and she's a disgrace to women who are actually beautiful and classy, and she just doesn't have the vernacular that she thinks she possesses. Somebody lied to her several times and told her that she was fly, hot, and sexy and beautiful, and she's nothing like that. She's nothing of the sort.
Don't apologize to me. I don't care.
Okay.
I really don't give a fuck. I really don't. Exactly. I'm not stopping you from talking. I'm talking about how I'm feeling, because that's my face I'm looking back at. So I have the right to chime in.
So is it like spit, or is it like this?
It's spit. It ain't no loogie.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like the spit. It's kind of like still dripping on their lip or nothing? Because, you know, sometimes some people try to spit and then it's still
if it's a little drool lit, like, on their lip, I lick that up. I don't play no games. I lick that right on up. They get licked up, baby. Okay. I don't play no games with no. Mm-mm. That's one of my favorite things in the bedroom. If I'm fucking with you, I like that shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to, like, as far as, like, the guests and the different confessions and stories that they have, do you feel like it'll be more of you sharing some of your own experiences?
This is about to be less.
Less.
Yeah, I had a nigga that I was fucking on my pot. Not fucking on my pot. Oh! Oh, God, I thought that was a spider. Bitch! I got nervous as fuck, bitch. But look. So let me tell you, I was fucking this nigga and he was listening to the pod one day and he brought up something that I think I had said or something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And no, it's answer no. Less TK. And I think when I'm gonna start a Patreon after I move to Atlanta. And because I'm thinking, I'm trying to think about the content I have for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to divulge all my business on here because I want something for the Patreon. So I'm thinking about just, this is...
And you don't feel like you have enough stories for you to have some for right now and the Patreon. Like you're saying, like, I do.
I feel like, I mean, if the time is right, I could dive up. I can give a little bit of my tea. You know what I'm saying? If depending on the guest, let's say Trey, for example. When that nigga hyped me up, I would tell that type of energy, it was so constant. That energy was so, like, good and vibey. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, okay, let's vibe.
Okay.
We could connect on this type of level. But, like, if it's just, like, you know, anybody else. Like, it depends. It depends on how it's flowing.
Okay.
But, yeah, less TK, more y'all. Okay.
And do you also think that, I know you said season one was going to go ahead and, kind of close up just because due to structure and just kind of feeling like what? Like feeling like you can go ahead and like take more time. I know you said and also kind of feeling like you rushed it as well too and trying to get the episodes out there. Do you feel like with the time you'll be able to like see how you want to structure it or have you already had an idea of...
I kind
of
got an idea.
Already? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I kind of got an idea. I like how... When the show first started, I wasn't asking people about their sexual evolution and how, like, it went from what type of porn they were watching then, from then till now. I like that. I'm probably going to keep that. I'm going to tweak the lies portion. Probably do something with the confessions portion because that's the best portion of the podcast, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Although, I do like the sex portion a lot. I don't know. I do like the lie portion. I mean, when DC hit us with that damn, she lied to that nigga and said she got an abortion, but she really didn't. And all of this, but she should have got the money. That's why she fucked up. If you listen to this, if y'all gonna lie to a nigga and fake an abortion, get the money. Get the money.
And get one of your pregnant friends to take the pregnancy test.
Hello. That's how you do that. But, I don't know. I think season two is probably going to be a little bit more lit. I like it. I think I have a lot more respect. Like, how I'm coming at season two is going to be hot. I'm coming in hot, I'm coming in bothered, and I'm coming in nipples hard. All the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what else would you like, though, like, your viewers to know? Or with any feedback that you've had for your viewers, like, what is it something that you take away from that?
The feedback is sound issues. These hoes has been getting on my motherfucking nerves about these sound issues.
Okay.
So I'm about to make sure that is off top fixed.
Alright.
What else? A lot of people just been telling me keep doing what I'm doing. I'm not even about, like the critiques I have had has just been mainly keep doing what I'm doing. I do think just my own critique I'm probably not gonna smoke with the person. Before I interview people because it do kind of like mellows me out a little bit too much than what I like because I like a high energy.
Okay.
So outside of this, because you know me and you, it's a different vibe. But you know when I'm first, because you know I smoke and then I meet these people for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
But that kind of helped my anxiety. You know what I'm saying? That helps me with because like I said, the way I get my guests is through like dating sites. You know, I have on my page, like, Jacked, POF, Grindr, Tinder. I got on my pages, like, I'm a podcaster. This is how I get, this is what I do. And if you want to be a guest on the podcast, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up. I hit them up, or I hit somebody up. and then facilitate.
And that's how you find some of your guests?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how I find a few of my guests. And that's how it happens.
Okay.
And now I will say one of my guests I found through his, one of them were related. They're cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And do you feel like as if, kind of you had mentioned just somebody possibly wanting to come back, are they going to be allowed to come back for season two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Try coming back. Try having me rolling.
I'm giving the exclusive name.
I'm giving the exclusive name. Okay.
Okay.
So try coming back.
Exactly who it is.
Try coming back. Okay. That little nigga was funny. He is hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. I just, that in that type of energy. He is just hilarious to me. If I was to ever want to have a co-host, which I don't, but if I was to ever, it would be him. I would need somebody. Okay. He's so quick with it. Like, I like somebody quick. He's,
and then do you feel like y'all like relate a lot and just can vibe really good with each other?
Yes, I think I'm more on the, I can see it being like a bigger brother, small, like little brother type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think he told me he was like 21. You know, girl, I'm knocking
on
the...
Wow.
Yeah, he's 21. I'm knocking on doors at 30. Like, mm-hmm. It's definitely that. But, yeah, he's definitely one of them young guys that's funny. Like, I can see where he... You know, when you got to talk to them young boys where it'd be like, you know, it's okay to do you.
Yeah.
Do you whatever you want to be. But, mm-hmm. you know, he over here... He over here like... I think it's so fly that you started a podcast and I would want to do it and blah, blah, blah. Nigga, do it. You have the chops to do it.
And it's so weird, but it's like sometimes some people just need somebody just telling them like, you know, you want to do it, do it.
Do it.
You got to. Start thinking about it.
And just do it.
Yeah, and especially if they're like, you'll be really good at it, all that stuff. It helps with like, you know.
What about that plug, though? Hold on. We're going to have to break into the podcast. What about that plug, TT?
She didn't say anything.
Are we gonna roll up?
Yeah. I mean, let me ask her.
All right. So, you guys, season two. I will be back in more than likely August or September. I like you guys. Thank y'all for listening to my vibe, my little podcast. It was fun. Like, I'm not even about to hold y'all. Like, that shit was fun as fuck. I used to get excited. I'd still get excited about doing these interviews because I really... This is the reason why I think my whole thing is interviewing, and this is what I want to do. This has always been my dream, actually. Like, I feel like I'm real good at communicating. I feel like I'm real good at making people feel comfortable. I'm real good at making people feel good. You know what I'm saying? And that's what all that matters to me. And I like that shit. And I think I'm funny. So, you hoes definitely gonna see me again. I just need to restructure, regroup. Get my little tagline together. Like, girl, how about every time I try to remember what's that one tagline I had? I want to get the business from the streets and to come from the streets.
Yeah.
I could never get that shit right. Yeah, every
it's
time.
Hard. it's not like you said the business from the streets and to come from the sheets.
Mm-hmm. It sounds easy now, but
yeah.
But off top because I was high. I could never remember like what.
So that's another thing. So would you ever drink though?
I think I might do a little drinky drink with the guesties.
But not shots, though.
Not shots.
Maybe one.
Maybe.
Towards the end.
In the middle.
Yeah.
You get it. Right. You picking up what I'm putting out, but not smoking. Because I get a little too a little too dry. But my guest over here about to go to sleep. Bye, y'all. I want y'all to know I had a great time. See y'all for season two. Thank y'all for listening. Again, this is Sex Lies and Hoeing, a Confessions Podcast. I am your host, TK, a.k.a. Desexual Pope. You can follow me on all socials at DespicableT_. If you don't know how to spell despicable, your phone should correct you. yeah, all right. Bye, y'all. Bitch, stop fucking recording, huh?